This is the Locked On Jets podcast. It is game day, Monday, October 21st, 2019. I'm your host, John B. from GangreneNation.com. I'm a little under the weather today, so this show is probably not going to go as long as our typical preview show, but I did want to get something up since it is game day. So we are going to preview Jets-Patriots playing tonight at MetLife Stadium. Jets looking to get their second straight win. It would be their second win of the 2019 season. It would get the record to 2-4, and with the schedule softening in coming weeks, it at least could start to make things a little bit interesting. It's still a very long road back, but at least it could make things a little bit interesting for the Jets going forward. So on today's show, we'll do one key player, one key matchup, and one key to victory on both sides of the ball. On offense, my key player is going to be Chuma Edoga, and that's because Kelvin Beachum is listed as doubtful for this game, and there's been some talk that the Jets are going to flip Edoga over to the left tackle side. He's been playing right tackle. You know, when you suffer these injuries, there's always a disadvantage to what you're doing. You know, Edoga has been playing right tackle for the Jets, so do you want to simplify things for the rookie and keep him where he's comfortable? That's one valid way of looking at it. But if you look at the Jets right now, if Beachum doesn't go, they're going to have to start Edoga and Brandon Schell. And I thought Schell really struggled last week when he stepped in at left tackle. I don't think he's got the athleticism to play left tackle. I think Edoga could be maximized as a left tackle if you look at his athleticism in the NFL. So that might be more of a natural home for Edoga than it is for Schell. So I'm inclined to agree with the Jets if they're going to flip Edoga over to the left side. But it would be his first NFL start at left tackle. Not an easy spot to play, and especially not against Bill Belichick. I'm sure they're going to have plenty of put plenty on his plate. They're going to have a lot of stunts, a lot of things that will try and throw off his timing, try and make him read things. They'll throw some complex looks at him to try and confuse the rookie playing a new position. So Jets are going to need him to stand up tall in this game. And I mean, it goes for most of the offensive line, but I think Edoga right there is my key player on that side of the ball. On the defensive side of the ball, I'm going to go with Brian Poole just because, and Julian Edelman's actually on the injury report for the Patriots this week. He is dealing with he's been limited in practice. He's been dealing with a chest injury. He's questionable for the game, but let's assume he's going to play. This is a Patriots team that does not have a ton of great weapons at the receiver position right now. Josh Gordon's going to be out for this game. He's dealing with knee and ankle issues. I think Edelman's really kind of the key guy. So in that sense, I think Poole is an important player for the Jets. And I think Poole's play so far this year has been excellent for the Jets. I don't think anybody can have a bad thing to say about the way Brian Poole has performed. He's going to be a player the Jets will need to step up and make some plays in this game. Now let's go to a key matchup on each side of the ball. On offense, I'm going to go Robbie Anderson against Stephon Gilmore just because, well, Anderson is the Jets' number one receiver. I probably would have gone with Chris Herndon if it sounded more likely that he'd play, but he missed practice this week, and he was listed as doubtful for the game. So I'm going Anderson versus Gilmore. It seems like there's a lot of trash talk around this matchup heading into there's always a lot of trash talk heading into this matchup, and unfortunately for the Jets, Gilmore's gotten the better of things the last couple times he's met with Anderson. Of course, we saw last week what Anderson can bring to the table. We saw his ability to make game-changing plays, getting open deep, and you're burning the opposition for big plays in the passing game. This is a tremendous Patriots defense. I know they haven't played many tough teams yet, but still a very good defensive football team. Very good. You know, the Jets are going to struggle to put together 8, 9, 10 play drives in this game. This is a very difficult defense to execute play after play after play against, but they like to play man coverage, and man coverage, sometimes you can get a guy once, and if you get a guy once, it's a big play, potentially a touchdown. And I think that's what the Jets will need. I think if the Jets are going to come away from this game with a victory, Robbie Anderson's going to have to make, we're going to find out that Robbie Anderson has made some big plays in the passing game and helped produce something big for the Jets. Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach, and since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill. Blue Chew is prescribed online and ships straight to your door in a discreet package, so no in-person doctor's visit and no waiting at the pharmacy. Right now we have a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color BlueChew.com. You get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code LOCKEDON. That's LOCKEDON. Just pay $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew, BLUECHEW.com. Promo code Locked On to try it for free. Locked On Jets podcast. It's an abbreviated preview on this Monday. I'm not feeling that well, but I did at least want to get a show up since it is game day. We're previewing tonight's game between the Jets and the New England Patriots. On the defensive side of the ball, my key matchup, it's going to be more of a pre-snap matchup than a post-snap matchup, and I talked about this on Friday's show, but I'm very interested in the matchup between C.J. Mosley and Tom Brady. And as we all know, in the current NFL, and Mosley is listed as questionable on the injury report, we're going to presume that we're going to take his word for it and presume that he's going to play in this game. But in today's NFL, there's no quarterback who's better pre-snap than Tom Brady, just getting moving guys around, doing what he wants with them. He's the master in the current NFL. And when you play against him, in an ideal world, what you have is you have a guy on your defense who can match him call for call. And I think that that's kind of Mosley's role in the Jets defense. They'll want him to go out there and match Brady call for call. So if Brady changes the play, Mosley needs to anticipate what Brady's changing to and make necessary adjustment on his end. So I think this could end up being kind of a chess match in this game. And this is the type of game where I think this is one of the games you get C.J. Mosley for. You get C.J. Mosley because you want him to be able to go toe-to-toe with Tom Brady. And, you know, there are many famous games in history against great quarterbacks where a middle linebacker has made the correct adjustments to the quarterback's adjustment, and it's played a big role in the team coming out victorious. So that's my key matchup right there. Now, key to victory on the offensive side of the ball, I'm just going to say scheme against man coverage. You know, it's tough. It's going to be tough for the Jets receivers to get open against the cover guys the New England Patriots have. Pats are a great man coverage team. But there are things you can do to help scheme guys open, whether it's bunch of receivers to get them free releases, crossing routes in the middle of the field, rub routes where you're creating traffic. Ideally, you're just trying to get guys free releases, and it helps you more in the short game than it does the long game because the space you're creating is near the line of scrimmage. But it's something the Jets, I don't think, did well enough in the first meeting between these teams, so I think that's something that they should look to address in this game. And on the defensive side of the ball, I think the Jets are going to have to adapt what they did a little bit from last week against Dallas. Last week against the Cowboys, they played their corners. They kind of played a lot of bend but don't break against Dallas, and they had their corners provide big cushions to the Dallas receivers. I think what the Jets need to do in this game is I think the Jets need to force the Patriots to prove they can beat you over the top. This is not a Patriots offense that has a ton of proven dynamic receivers right now. I think you got to. I know the Jets' corners aren't that great either, so it's a risk, but I think you got to. If you leave Brady's receivers with big cushions, he'll just pick you apart, thinking and dunking you down the field. I think you got to challenge these guys. You got to force them to beat you over the top, and maybe they will. But I think that's what the Jets need to do. I don't think the Jets can afford to play the same strategy last week because bend but don't break doesn't work against New England. It breaks because Brady's patient. He'll just take the 5, 6, 7 yard completion all day, and methodically march his team down the field. Against Brady, you need to be a little bit more aggressive in your coverage and get the stops. Anyway, that's all for our show today. Thanks for listening again. Sorry it's such a short show, but I'm not feeling that well. I did want to get something up, though, for game day. So that's been the Locked On Jets podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. If you enjoy the show, subscribe to it, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or Spotify, and leave the show a good review if you do enjoy it. Hope you have a great Monday, everybody. We'll be back next time. Talk more Jets.